Welcome, everyone. This is episode 2 of 2026 and really part 2 of our conversation with Jen Walsh going into New Year's resolutions. And in this episode, we dive deeper into motivation, what it is, and how you keep it on your path towards your goals. Hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Fast Fit Podcast, where exercise meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of Fast Fit. We hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 2 of the new year, and I'm super pumped to have Jen Walsh back on. If you missed our prior episode on who the heck is Jen Walsh, and I would go listen to that. She is our board-certified health coach. She runs our Peak Well program, and we kicked the last episode off talking about really what that is and why do we do it the way we do it. So it was a fun episode. In today's episode, though, we talked a little bit last time about motivation, and it's probably perfect timing. We're on week 2 in January, and this is the time everybody knows you got to have some new goals and some New Year's resolutions, and you want to kick those things off. If you're like me, it doesn't take too long to get into the new year and those new goals before motivation starts to fall off a little bit. So I think we should just talk about that today, Jen. When it comes to motivation, what's important? What kind of conversations are you having with your members?
Yeah, I would say I love this topic. And then what a great time to be discussing it. So it's really funny because it kind of starts from about October on, right? That people are like, oh yeah, I'll focus on that in the new year. There's too much going on right now. I've got the holidays. There's, you know, all these other things that are coming up. I just don't have the time. And it's a great opportunity to say, hey, what better time than to like really start focusing right now? Because in reality, it doesn't take a Monday. It doesn't take a, you know, first of the month or anything like that. Often we get it set in our brain, like, I will do this when it feels like it fits. Mm-hmm. And we're not really setting ourselves up for success. Any day, any time, like we can say the next minute is a great opportunity to restart. What was it like Ted Lasso said, have a memory like a goldfish or something like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. You get to start whenever. Now, we can say that. In reality, we still kind of look at the start of a new year as a great starting point because we remember where we were the year before. So if that's where we're at, what I'd like to kind of start by saying is motivation is not something that will just come and hit us over the head. We can't just sit around and wait for it to come. Motivation is something that comes from momentum. And so we can start in any area. It could be the workouts. It could be trying to improve some of our eating choices, reduce the number of times we're eating out at restaurants or getting takeout or something like that in a week. Any little bit of change can bring that momentum. And then when we see the impact of that, and you may not see it from one time or you may see it from one time, but we have to be ready and willing and able to recognize that this is progress. Anytime this can start to build the momentum. And so then when we look back and we say, hey, normally I would have ordered food out 4 days in the week. This week I only did 3. That's great. Now we can see where that progress starts to come and we may see it. And so this is another piece of it. What looks like success to you? And I'm just kind of running here. So if it's saving money by not ordering out so much, if it's improving the quality of your food, if it's even just ensuring that you're eating meals at a regular, you know, on a regular basis throughout the day, all of these can be really great ways to help track what success looks like for you. And so we can say, hey, I saved $30 this week because I didn't order out food, or I ate more vegetables this week than I ate the whole month of December combined. Those are really great factors that can improve our longevity and just improve how we feel about our journey for the long haul. How we feel about our journey is a huge piece of it.
Okay, so fascinating. This is really cool. And I love that you dove right in because I think a lot of people, I sort of think about motivation in the beginning as either a push or a pull. And I think most people's motivation begins with a push. I don't feel good. I've got a diagnosis. Yeah. I have these pain points. It's fine. That can be more motivating for a lot of people than a pull. Unfortunately, it usually means they're in a further deficit and that they need to come out of rather than, you know, had they at a prior point in time said, oh, before I get to that point, I want to be pulled towards this sort of greater purpose or this identity or this better version of myself so I can do X, Y, and Z. So you get this sort of push or pull motivation and you set a target. And if it's the beginning of the year, like right now, those targets, like you talked about, tend to be pretty big. So
yeah.
I'm going to be, you know, I'm at 22% body fat and I can't wait to get to 12% body fat or whatever the case may be. And so they set this goal or this outcome. And then as they start their journey towards that, the motivation quickly falls off. And what you're stating here, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the key is to maybe set those goals, but then to really start to focus on the small, acute wins that you're focusing on, because that then builds the motivation versus the gap between where I am today and where I want to be way down in the future. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a couple of things I always say. One of them is marry the process, divorce the results. So we want to know what the outcome is, like where we want to go. What are the results that we're looking for? If you want to get down to 12% body fat, great. How we go about that is the bigger piece of work. And that allows us to adapt our behaviors or build new habits that help get us there. Now, I'll take a step to the side here. Sometimes we need to assess, are our goals actually realistic? What is the cost of this goal? And so for a man to hit 12% body fat, that's not as unrealistic as for a woman to aim for hitting 12% body fat. Well, at the same time, it still is quite an aggressive goal. And are you willing to actually give up the things? Are you setting yourself up for success by setting these goals? And so along with that, if I come back into it, sometimes we need to plan these times to kind of reassess our goals along the journey. We want to make sure that this process, our systems, our habits are setting us up for success, but they're also realistic. Like we talked about in the past, like we don't want to yo-yo where we see some initial weight loss, we feel good, we're heading towards our body fat goal, and then we realize this is hard. This is really hard to do, and it's restrictive, and it's not fun when my friends are going out and having, you know, dinner out, and it's a simple dinner out. I've got to prep all my food and bring foods. Sometimes that just doesn't feel good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And I've worked with you before, Jen, and this is where the magic comes in. And you're right. I mean, I'll just speak for myself. A lot of times, you know, I might set this big goal and there's something deeper, like you just said, to the goal. Maybe it's to get to a specific body fat percentage. The deeper part that you've helped pull out can be a multitude of things. I want to feel more confident in a bathing suit. I want to prepare for this wedding or this event I'm going to. I want to feel more athletic and have more energy when I'm playing with my kids, etc. And so you start to move along that journey, and doing those updates can be great because, to your point, you can both paradoxically be improving towards those outcomes you want and at the same time losing motivation because your expectation was for something that probably is changing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And as we all know, expectations are the best way to get disappointed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like you can cross 100 people on the street, and probably like 90% of them are going to want to lose something like 5 to 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's an overwhelming majority. How many of them are actually going to do something about it? How many of them are actually willing to pay the cost of making a change to move forward? And so the expectation of what that looks like might be a little bit different. Now, we also want to make sure that the things that we are doing don't take away from the identity of who we are. So for someone like you, who's a father and a husband, like you can have these high goals of saying, I want to hit, and I'm just using this as an example here.
Yeah.
You want to hit that 12% body fat, but does that take you away from how you show up as a father and a husband? Is right. having that family dinner together every single night super important for you, and how does this goal affect that? So if you're not able to enjoy that family dinner, enjoy the holiday events or things like that because you've got to go and like really you know, work yourself like crazy in the gym or keep an insane food prep, that kind of takes you away from your identity, which also makes it a lot harder to stick to the overall plan and continue to stay motivated through those really tough times.
Yeah, I love that. And you're right. You know, I'll be transparent here. I'd love to lose some more weight. I'll probably lose some weight this year. In the past, I've set those extreme goals. Last year in Q4, my wife and I went to Europe for the first time ever. And had I been in the mindset I had been years before, it would have ruined the trip, would have sucked so bad because I wouldn't have had that really good pizza and those glasses of wine and the Lindt chocolate, et cetera.
Cheese,
all of it. I would have been so dogmatic and it would have actually pulled me more from sort of my true self, all because of just that little twist in, you know, the misconception of who I really thought I wanted to be and the identity versus some arbitrary goal because I maybe saw it on Instagram, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And this is like, I talk about this with clients an awful lot. It's not a light switch. It's not off or on because we're focusing on systems. It's a tuning dial. So when you have these great opportunities, like I assume you want, you're married, you want to have a good relationship with your wife and have these fun things. You go on this beautiful vacation, enjoy it. You're in an area that is known for some of these delicious delicacies. Enjoy them. So you can still stay focused on what is your bigger picture of your health and well-being. Maybe it looks a little bit different. So we can tune it down and adapt as opposed to like keeping everything tuned up to the highest frequency all the time. It doesn't leave any wiggle room for the fun. And life is about having fun and finding your joy. So this is a great example. We can tune it down. You walked a ton. You got to see a lot of different things. It fed like an existential health of your person and your well-being. It fed your joy. And so those are all good. So that part was tuned up while the other sides were maybe just tuned down a little bit. It doesn't mean you'd like go crazy and, you know, or like rolling around in a chocolate fountain, but I mean, maybe you are, whatever.
Maybe once,
maybe once.
Depends on how much wine we had, but no, I love that. It's so beautiful. And this is why our members are making real change, real progress in our Peak Well program, and it's lasting change versus sort of the terribly sad statistics of something like 95% of people that start a diet never achieve the goals they were after or rebound, from those things. So I think let's wrap it up this way. And in the next episode, we'll go a little bit deeper from motivation into that stuff you're talking about, sort of that 1% better, that 1% change or how you kind of navigate somebody through that. But if you could, give our members here sort of a quick picture. Somebody comes to you, it's January 1st. By the end of next year, they want to be down. Actually, I heard this goal from somebody the other day, so let's just use it. They want to be down 30 pounds by the end of this year, okay?
Yeah.
What does it look like for you in reality? This is like a maybe on the average for you throughout the year with them. When you talk about sort of these check-ins and these tweaks, et cetera, what are those conversations like?
Yeah, well, first, like if we're looking at a 30-pound weight loss goal, I'm usually cutting them down into small journeys, 10 pounds at a time, because there's a lot of different shifts that we're going to do within that. We want to assess what's their movement like now. And if, and again, it's where you're ready, willing, and able. So what our movement is right now might look different than what our movement is at that next 10-pound success story. And so we want to make sure that we're adjusting our macro and our calorie goals to be able to fit that. It's not just as simple as calories in versus calories out. We've got the whole aspect of sleep and stress management. It's really hard to lose weight if we're overly stressed and if we're not getting any sleep. So sometimes we need to kind of put a pin in one area so we can focus on another area to make sure that we're supporting these things. But it does come down to these foundational habits and making sure that we kind of are bringing all of them up to a par level, and that par adjusts over time. And so if we're looking for that initial 10-pound weight loss, we're making sure that we're getting quality food sources, we're eating enough, because most often, especially with my women clients, in the goal of losing weight, we're underfeeding ourselves mm-hmm. and we're not feeding ourselves the right quality or quantity of nutrition. Protein is a huge factor here. So if we can get that protein goal up, that's kind of like protein and fiber I look at as reigning supreme on the plate. Like we need to make sure that we hit that so that it helps improve all of the other things in our body and it helps make sure that we're fed enough so that we can flip over to sleep when it's time to do that. So we'll adjust those for each of the 10-pound increments. And then when we've hit our goal, and we may even switch from more of a fat loss goal to a body recomposition goal along the way, all of these things, all of these metrics are going to look a little bit different for each of these phases. When we hit the goal, we've got to have a maintenance plan. Otherwise, all that hard work goes out the window. And so this is where when we say 30 pounds down, like, what are we going to do the day after we hit that, right? We're not just going to, you know, throw everything in the trash and do something different. No, we need to figure out, how do we maintain that? How does this look well for us? Because it takes a lot of calories to lose weight and it takes a lot of calories to maintain that weight loss.
That's right.
So we want to make sure we're hitting those goals.
I love it. Okay, well, we could talk forever on this subject. Oh, and yeah. So what we'll do is we'll play in some more episodes. We'll go deeper into some of these topics. But that is a really cool picture. It's like the same, there's an old saying. Actually, there's a really great business book, which is, what got you here won't get you there. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm hearing here is you break these this goal, like 30 pounds, into these smaller successes and these smaller journeys. And then even though you might do some things and focus on some areas in their lives based on their readiness, their willingness, and what they're able to do, their biopsychosocial needs, like you just said, you make this progress, you get these thresholds brought up, and they achieve that, you've got to then recheck in and reassess what's now required to move on to the next step. And once you get all the way through that and you've done that, you're not done. You've got to be ready to maintain that goal and that lifestyle, and that looks different too. And so it's a journey. And it's about being flexible, and it's about change and really checking in and having a great coach that can do that with you.
Absolutely. And again, we're not doing this in a bubble. Life is happening out there while we're doing this stuff too. So yeah, that's the fun part.
That's cool. Well, I personally feel a lot better about my trip to Europe now, and I appreciate that. It wasn't the intention on this call, but yeah, no, I'm just kidding. It was really, really
fun. You
got
to check.
That's cool. All right, Jen. Well, thanks for being on again, and I'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well lived. See you next time.